Oh, hi. I didn't see you there. I'm Rick Todhunter. This is Exactly What Nobody Wanted on WMFO Medford, Tufts Reform Radio, 91.5 FM, and streaming at WMFO.org. Thanks for being here. It's nice to have you here. I've got a great show coming up for you. I'm going to be here for the next hour, playing a lot of new music. I've got some new Britpop. I've got a set of songs all called Ready, Steady, Go, but they're completely different. What else have I got? I've got a set of songs by the Presidents of the United States of America. Remember them? I've got some rock and roll. I've got some jangle pop. I've got all kinds of good stuff. So I hope you will stick around for the next hour. Let's kick things off with some new Britpop from bands that go way back. Some older bands that have been around and are still recording, and a Scottish band that was considered one of the great long-lost Scots bands, who have just put out their first album. It's been rediscovered. Any case, blah, blah, blah. Let's get to the music. Here's the Darling Buds with their new single, Hey St. Jude.
Love hope. my hand, I turn to two.
Set of new Britpop songs there, new as in released recently. The bands have been around a while. We kicked that off with the Darling Buds and their new single, Hey St. Jude, off of the, is it an EP? Same Sun, Same Sky on Cherry Red Records. We followed that up with the Catburgers and I've Got a Friend off of their one and only album, Galashiels. That album was long since considered lost, but Slumberland, LLC, Slumberland Records, has just released it. They found it, I guess, and remastered it and released it. And that last track, a little bit bittersweet. So that was the Trash Can Sinatras, band that has been putting out really quality music for 40 years, since 1986 or so. And that was Melodramatic off of their brand new album, Ever the Optimist. And sadly, 4 days after the release of that album, their vocalist and guitarist, John Douglas, one of the founding members of the Trash Can Sinatras, passed away at the age of 62. So it's a great album. It's a beautiful album. If you were ever a Trash Can Sinatras fan, or if you dug that tune, I highly recommend you check out the whole album. Even though there is a little bit of a sad story associated with it. Okay, on a lighter note, not sad, who here remembers the presidents of the United States of America? Not the rulers of our fine country, but the band. You know them from such songs as Lump and Peaches. But did you know that they have been putting out music pretty consistently ever since their heyday, I guess in the 90s? And it's actually pretty good. So the president's just released the 31st anniversary deluxe edition of their first album. And I'm going to play a few President songs here, starting with a live version of their song Peaches off of that new anniversary album.
To the country, gonna eat a lot of peaches. Moving to the country, gonna eat me a lot of peaches. Moving to the country, gonna eat a lot of peaches. Moving to the country, gonna eat me a lot of peaches.
Yes, I am!
Gonna eat a lot of peaches. Moving to the country, gonna eat me a lot of peaches. Moving to the country, gonna eat me a lot of peaches. Moving to the country.
It's 6 a.m. and the sun is getting high. He picks up the mail from the slot. He feels the rush of excitement as he holds it in his hand. Another love note no one got. Some postman is grooving to all our love letters. Some postman is gonna cry. Some postman is grooving to all our love letters. Some postman is gonna cry. Gonna cry. Gonna cry. It's noon now and all the mailboxes have been emptied and all the letters are inside. He counts them, he checks them, he looks for clues and finds the ones with hearts on the outside. Some postman is grooving to all our love letters. Some postman is gonna cry. Some postman is grooving to all our love letters. Some postman is gonna cry. Gonna cry. Gonna cry. Gonna cry. Yeah, yeah. into a package meant for a distant lover. Thought it would be there overnight. She waits and she cries and she thinks he does not love her. The postman holds on oh so tight. Some postman is grooving to all our love letters. Some postman is gonna cry. Some postman is grooving to all our love letters. Some postman is gonna cry. Gonna cry, yeah. Yo, crush, paper hearts. Stone, and ripped apart. You promise with stamps, but you never deliver to me. Some postman you turned out to be.
Pop quiz. Which is more dangerous, alcohol or marijuana? Study after study, the science shows that alcohol causes much more harm to the user and to society than marijuana. So why do colleges punish students more harshly for getting caught with cannabis? Join Students for Sensible Drug Policy and give your college administrators a simple pharmacology 101 lesson. Visit www.schoolsnotprisons.com to find out if there's a chapter at your school or how to start one.
All right, that was a set of songs by the mighty band Presidents of the United States of America. We kicked it off with the live version of the song Peaches off of the new release of the 31st anniversary deluxe edition of their debut album. We followed it up with Some Postman is Grooving from the 2004 Some Postman EP. And of course, that last track was the President's cover of Plastic Bertrand's Ça Plan Pour Moi, also known as Slap Bam Boom Whack by my kids when they were little. And you can understand why they think that was the name of the song. Speaking of French songs, let's play some more. Let's play a set of new French music, kicking it off with Cyril and Le Petit Bonhomme Orange.
On ne veut pas du petit bonhomme orange. Il dit n'importe quoi. Et encore moi.
Demandez un peu de support.
My, my. That was a rowdy song. That was the band Prisoner with a new song off of their forthcoming album, Prisoner. And I'm not going to embarrass myself by trying to pronounce the entire name. I'm really better at German pronunciation than I am at French. So I'm just going to say that that new track starts with the words La Femme. I can pronounce that. And then it goes on from there. La Femme dot dot dot, shall we say. We also heard the band Mad 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 with Tout Le Monde from their new EP called Overload. And we kicked that set off with a song called Le Petit Bonhomme Orange by the band Cyril Cyril. And that album is put out on Bongo Joe Records, the Swiss label. And if you don't know Bongo Joe and you like world music, I urge you to run, not walk, to check out Bongo Joe's catalog. They sort of discovered the Turkish band Alton June, if you know who that is. And Bongo Joe is owned by a guy named Cyril. And he and his other friend named Cyril put a band together. And that band is Cyril Cyril. Pretty clever, I guess. I'm Rick Tellinger. This is Exactly What Nobody Wanted. Thanks for being here. Got more music coming up. Got about another half hour of good stuff for you. If you're a regular listener to Exactly What Nobody Wanted, and I know you are because you're a person of discriminating taste, you know that I like the band Perennial. And they just put out a new track called Ready, Steady, Go. But that's not the first band to put out a song called Ready, Steady, Go. So here's a set of three songs, all called Ready, Steady, Go by three different bands, kicking it off with the new Perennial single.
Come on.
Three songs called Ready, Steady, Go. We started it off with Perennial's new single called Ready, Steady, Go. We followed it up with Japanese band Larkin Seal's song called Ready, Steady, Go from 2004. And that last track was by this little band called Generation X, featuring this lead singer named Billy Idol. I think he might have a future. Well, never know. Let's just listen to some rock and roll. I've got 15 minutes. Let's just play some rock and roll. Here's a new track from Twisted Teens called Florida Water Blues. Did you see Twisted Teens at the Sinclair a few weeks ago? I did. I happen to be wearing my Twisted Teens t-shirt right this very minute because I'm a nerd. Anyway, here's Florida Water Blues.
We have place. I wanna bleed.
Some new rock and roll there for you. We kicked it off with Twisted Teens, a single off of their new album. That song was called Florida Water Blues. We followed it up with a new one from Hutch Harris and the Thermals called The Dark, Dark Place. We heard Lie Detector by the excellently named Heather the Jerk off of her new EP, Very Motorcycle. And that last track was Wreck the Bike by the Mopar Stars from their new album, Official Researchers of the New Jersey Devil. I've got a few more minutes. I'm going to sneak one more song in. How about a lovely one? This is Star by The Real Numbers. All right, that's going to do it for me, folks. This has been Exactly What Nobody Wanted on WMFO Medford, Tufts Reform Radio, 91.5 FM, and streaming at WMFO.org. There you go. I'll be back next week, Monday from 6 to 7. So if you liked what you heard today, come back around for a little bit more. And I'm going to play myself out with Atomic Forest and their cover of Locomotive Breath by Jethro Tull. Have a great week, everyone.
In the shuffling masses, it's a long time loser, headlong to his death. He sees the pistons breaking, keep breaking on his brow. Oh, Charlie, don't hold the handle, and the train that won't stop going, no, it won't slow down. The children jump off stations one by one. Woman and